Yeah, we had some mussel braille and
What's that?
That's a thing where you drag for mussels. I don't know. All the wood boats and them aluminum boats.
Say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother might bring in the clothes and tell him, well,
get dressed.
Or just bring in the clothes and say, here, your clothes, here.
Put them on.
Okay. And say if someone asks you, did you just slam that door? And you say, no, it...
Wind slammed it.
Yeah. So you say, no, it wasn't...
Wouldn't shut.
Okay. If a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
I don't know what you call that. For I never did do that.
Yeah. So just cut the corner off the material, you know, and that'd be a little.
What would you call it? A sample or?
Okay. And sample. A woman saw a dress that she liked a lot, she'd say, that dress is very, it was, you know, it looked good on her and everything. She'd say the dress was very
nice.
Okay. Any other word?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. What might a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
Okay. And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
pen.
Okay. And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...
safety pin.
Okay. And soup that you buy usually comes in a...
pail.
Soup?
In a bowl. No, a can.
Okay. What's a can made out of?
Tin.
Okay. And a dime is worth...
10 cents.
Okay. What does a man wear to church on Sunday?
Well, some wear different things. Uh-huh. I always just wore a shirt and a pair of pants and my shoes.
Uh-huh. What about if you were really dressed up, though?
Well, if I really wanted to dress up, I'd want a collar and tie.
Uh-huh. Would you wear something over your shirt?
Yeah. Dress coat.
Okay. And, at least a long time ago, after they put on the shirt, they put on the sleeveless thing before they... they'd put on their coat, you know.
Vest?
Uh-huh. So you say, if you have a coat and a